Today is the last day of the school term, of term one for this year, 2024, which means it's the last day of this podcast season. And I made a challenge, if you haven't been following along, I made a challenge at the beginning of this season to do a daily podcast, a weekday podcast, Monday to Friday, every weekday that is school term. And today's the last day of school term, so it's the last day of this podcast season, and I made it. So today I'm going to reflect on what it's been like keeping up and fulfilling that challenge.
Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the next little
me. I'm here to be everything. Holy moly, I made it. Whew. And you know, key thing, I guess, is the fact that I can say, I made it. And the reason I can say I made it is because of having a finishing line. So that is a thing that I've found super, super helpful, is just to not make a promise of I will do this forever, because I know myself. I don't know about you, but I know for myself, I would have been rebelling against that, because I would have been going, I can't do this forever. Like, I know I can't do this forever. So I might as well stop, or I might as well, I'm going in the wrong direction, creating a commitment that I know I can't do forever. But because I had an end date, I could stick to it, and I needed to stick to it because there was an end date in sight. So I'm like, I have to do this. I have to complete this. I have to prove something to myself. So having an end date has been super helpful. And so it's been really great to be able to prove to myself that I can choose to do something and stick to it and see it through. So that's a win. That's a big win. Yay! And so, yeah, that's just good as in terms of a personal development thing. I've also, you know, this podcast has made it to top 5% globally ranked. Yay! According to Listen Notes, and I've also reached number 3 in the top 25 strategy podcast in Australia, according to Feedspot. So yay, some wins there. I'll take those. So the pluses and the wins and the challenges, I guess, if I could go through them. The challenges are to, even though there's always something to talk about, it does force you to think harder. So that's a challenge, but it's also a positive. It helps you to create a lens of when you're looking at your life, or everything that you learn, or everything that you consume, every, you know, podcast I consume myself, or social media, or current affairs thing, or interaction with my clients, everything. I'm scouring all of it for content ideas. So it really shifts your brain's focus in that way. Things that I would have liked to do differently would have been, I would have liked to create more social media from it, which I do for my clients, but because of having a change in my own support team, the main priority was making sure that everything worked for my clients and that they got all the support, and mine was left to the bottom of the heap. So that really threw a spanner in the works for me, but it just cemented why I do what I do, because I really think it's important to have support and to not try to do everything yourself. So that's why for clients, if clients have a podcast, I love to be able to provide the service where I can supply them all the repurposed goodies, all the videos cut up and graphics and extra things that they can use so that they can do the one activity and they can actually feed everything else. So I prioritize getting that done for my clients, and sometimes my own is the last on that list, which I will address. But yeah, I have to prioritize my clients. So moving forward, I'm not sure if I'll still do a daily podcast next term. I'm going to take a break during these school holidays to decide what to do next. But then I haven't decided on the frequency that I'd like to do, but the next things I would like to work on is more podcast guesting, both being a guest and having guests. I'd like to do more interviews, and I'd like to bring people in to share their knowledge with you in this podcast, and I would like to get out there on other people's podcasts. So that's something I'd like to do, and then also increase the repurposing of this podcast. So those are my two next goals. As for the frequency, stay tuned, I will let you know. But I really enjoyed being able to show more parts of myself. The fact that it was daily meant that I didn't want to just share how-to tips all the time. I wanted to just share more of myself and make it a personal diary. So I've enjoyed doing that. I would love to hear your feedback. So let me know what you thought, what you'd like to hear more of. And if you've got any questions or things that you'd like me to speak on or any feedback, I would love to hear it. But yeah, it's just cemented the fact that you need of why I do what I do, because you need support. So I do still think that you need support to be able to do a daily podcast, especially if you want to be able to repurpose it and get everything on social media, which is why I do what I do, which is I support people with podcasts, with all those things, with strategy and with repurposing it and with having someone to talk to about directions, about having someone to just do the hands-on work so to free up your time, because time is the most precious resource that we have that just flits by so quickly. And so I think the only way to really find more time is to get more people doing things for you, really. So that just has just solidified the importance of why I do what I do, and confirmed that it is important because I need it myself as well. So let me know if there's anything you'd like to know, and I will see you in the next season for this year. Thanks for joining me on the journey. See you next time. Bye. I'm stepping in the next level. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the Ultimate Podcasting Checklist be yours.